Hey, this is Leon Dupria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Welcome to today's broadcast, and I'm going to be sharing with you five reasons why we can lose our crown. Five reasons why Christians lose their crowns. This is a powerful mystery of the kingdom of God, so stay tuned. Welcome to this morning's episode of Encounter Now, and I'm going to be sharing with you on an incredible mystery on five reasons why Christians lose their crowns. Five reasons why Christians lose their crowns. You know, there's a verse in the scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, verse number 10, that has always fascinated me. I want to read this to you to start off and lay a foundation as we get into today's broadcast. Listen to this, Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 10. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to test them that dwell upon the earth. Listen to this with verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. Now the translation says, hold fast your crown, that no man may steal it. Hold fast, that no man may steal your crown. So there are ways how we can lose our crown, or how the enemy can steal it. Five reasons why believers lose their crowns. I want you to listen to this. This is very important. This has blessed my life so much, the mystery that I've lived by for years. Being vigilant, being watchful to see that the enemy doesn't steal my crown, that no man steals my crown, and that I don't lose the crown that God has given me. I wanted to encourage you with this. You have a crown. You have been given a crown in the realm of the Spirit. The enemy comes and steals your crown. Believers, people come and steal your crown. Some people call it the star of your destiny, the glory of your life, the call of God upon your life. You see, the enemy can see a crown that you've been given, and he can take away that crown. People can take away that crown. Listen to this. Five reasons why Christians lose their crown. You see, number one, I can lose my crown because of my casual attitude. I'm going to say again, I can lose my crown because of my casual attitude. I have seen so many believers lose their destinies, lose the call of God because they were being casual, lackadaisical about the calling of God upon their lives. They didn't carry or pursue to pay the price that was set before them. They took it lightly. They took the call of God lightly. You see, church might call for prayer meetings or to give, to disciple, to evangelize, and people would take the call of God lightly. Prophets would come and prophesy over them, said, you are called to take nations or the business world, and they would be lackadaisical. They'll become lazy. I don't even want to use the word lazy because that is too, it is too descriptive. I would say a more relevant word is casual. Never take the things of God casual. Never take your calling casual. Never have a casual attitude when it comes to the things of God. Be forceful. Be focused. Be diligent. Be steadfast, committed, and passionate. So number one, I can lose my crown with a casual attitude. Number two, the second way how believers can lose their crown is because they never become strong. They never become strong in the Lord. I want to read you Luke chapter number 11, verse number 21. Listen to this. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he is trusted, and divides his spoils. You see, it says when a strong man is armed in his palace. His goods are safe, but when a stronger one comes, it's a danger. You see, Christians, I've seen, let's leave the verse in context of demons and strong men and so on. Let's get to the strength of a Christian. We have believers that are weak and we have believers that are strong. You know, the Bible says that Jesus grew both in wisdom and power, wisdom and strength. He grew in it. He became mature. God has a spiritual growth for you to cause you to become spiritually strong. You know, I have seen so many men, I have seen young people that has a call of God upon their lives, and because they are not strong in their integrity, strong in their spiritual discipline, strong in their prayer life, strong in their word life, the devil takes them out. Opposition comes against them. The devil throws things at them like a hammer. Because they are not strong, they are not able to push through, and they lose their crown. Let's get to point number three, the third way on how to lose your crown, or third way why Christians lose their crowns. Third way why Christians lose their crowns. I want to say it like this. Let me title it like this. The third way we can lose our crown: when we become legends in our own minds. When we become legends in our own minds. You know, Proverbs 28 verse 19. Listen to this. It says, "He who works his land will have an abundance of food, but the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty." When you chase fantasies, blown up dreams, and a legend of your own, you become a legend in your own mind. You know, those people that you've met, they have all these big plans and dreams, but they have never ever taken a one step towards it. Some people can live in a fantasy. I've seen people receive prophecies, prophets prophesying of great calls. You know, I think one of the most dangerous things is for a prophet to do, and I'm a prophet, to prophesy a call of God upon somebody, because then they begin to live this fantasy and they never actually pay the price to it. They think because the prophecy is released, they don't have to do anything. Quite the contrary. When a prophecy is released, it means you've just been announced to the enemy. Because you've been announced, now the devil knows exactly who you are. He knows your destiny. And as you've been announced to the church and people now know the great calling of God upon your life, now all of a sudden, the devil also knows. That's why the Bible says that when David was anointed, the enemy, the Philistines, heard he was anointed and they sought out to kill him. So never be in a rush. Don't chase fantasies. Don't become a legend in your own mind. Be stable. Know that God increases little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, little by little, you will overtake and you will take possession of the promised land, little by little, a little here, a little there, little by little, step by step. I always say, you don't go from a bicycle to a Mercedes. You don't go from a bicycle to a Lamborghini. You go from a bicycle to maybe driving a Toyota, to maybe a small little car, and then getting a little bit bigger, and then maybe getting a small version of Mercedes. What does God do? He gives you little by little, and He increases you little by little. Very, very important. And sometimes we can't understand it, but it's God's will to protect us. Let's get to the fourth reason as to why Christians lose their crown. The fourth reason as to why Christians lose their crown: when they rest and relax too much. The fourth reason why we lose our crown: when we rest and we relax too much. Matthew 13 verse 25 says this: "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his ways." You see, when we rest too much and relax too much and sleep, the devil comes and sows tares among you and leaves. And you wake up, you think everything is fine. But later on, at the end of your harvest, you realize seeds have been sown that is not of God. I've seen this with people that have taken the call of God lightly, as I said in the first reason, that when we take the call of God casually upon our lives, when we're not watchful, when we're not vigilant, we rest, we sleep, everything is easy. We're not vigilant. We wake up 10 years later to a life of destruction. Seeds of tears have been sown. Let's get to the fifth reason as to why Christians lose their crown. A fifth reason as to why, how I can lose my crown. Why Christians lose their crown. Jezebel. I'm going to say it again. Jezebel can come and steal your crown. 1 Kings 19 verse 2. Listen to this. When we see this in the life of Prophet Elijah, you know, a powerful prophet that just took out hundreds of prophets of Baal, destroyed and taken out, put to flight. Let me not say destroyed, taken out, but his ministry ended because of Jezebel. His ministry ended because of one threat of one woman. Think of it. 1 Kings 19 verse 2 says, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when Elijah saw that, he arose and went for his life. Let me change the wording. He fled and ran for his life. And he came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. You see, when we leave the place of Judah, our victory goes. Elijah left his servant in the place of Judah. Elijah's crown was taken by one threat of Jezebel. One threat of Jezebel. I want you to know that Jezebel, the Bible calls her a woman who calls herself a prophetess, never called by God. And she began to seduce the servants of God to commit fornication and things sacrificed unto idols. Five reasons why Christians lose their crowns. And I want to, let me summarize it. Let me just conclude, if I can say it like this. Number one, we lose our crowns because we are casual. Number two, we lose our crowns because we are not strong. Number three, we lose our crowns because we become legends in our own minds, or we chase fantasy and empty dreams, blown up dreams, dreams out of proportion. Number four, we lose our crowns because we are resting and relaxing too much, and the enemy comes and sows seed. Number five, we lose our crowns because Jezebel steals it. So I hope you enjoyed the episode today in this podcast today. If you enjoyed, I want to ask you to please like this podcast right now, share it with your friends, share it on Facebook, drop a comment, leave your comments. I read every comment left on the podcast. You'll see the links below to our website, encounterchurch.co.za, or my prophetic page, prophetic website, leondeprayer.com. I want to ask you to follow us on social media. You will not regret the wealth of content and the amount of vast resource of content we have on our sites. And I'm looking forward to hear more from your comments. I read every comment, like this broadcast and share it with somebody. I want to pray for you where you are right now, where you're listening to this podcast. I want to pray for you. If you're in your car, if you're at home, on your way to work, already at work, wherever you are, I want to pray that your crown is not stolen from you. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon everyone that is watching, that is listening. Let their crowns not be stolen. Let their crowns not be lost. Let them hold on to the crown that you have given them. Let the enemy not steal their glory. Let the enemy not steal their destiny. Let men not steal their destinies. Protect them, cover them, guard them. Let them protect the anointing like never before. I pray that your protection, your peace, and your glory will be with them. Your prosperity will be with them. Let people see them wear the glory, the crown of glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.